Botswana threatens to send 20,000 elephants to Germany to make a point. A man was arrested for firing his gun downtown in the celebration of divorcing his wife. And prisoners are suing the state of New York in order to view the upcoming solar eclipse. These are the weird news stories on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the galaxy. Yeah, let's do it. Botswana threatens to send 20,000 elephants to Germany. Oh, that's a lot of elephants to threaten to deliver. Does FedEx handle such a delivery? 20,000 elephants. I don't even know anybody had 20,000 elephants. I would like a elephant. Botswana's president, Mogwitsi Masisi. Wow, what a cool name. Mogwitsi Masisi. It sounds amazing. I just want to say it. Mogwitsi Masisi. I'm probably totally screwing it up. So anyways, Mogwitsi Masisi has threatened to send 20,000 African elephants to roam free in Germany. Wow, that's pretty funny. Well, this would be the largest animal to roam free in Germany since the woolly mammoth, I'd imagine. Maybe this is exciting. Germany, do you want 20,000 elephants? Right here, it's free. Apparently, they're free. So this is a dispute between the nations over hunting and conservation. Let me guess, Germany's upset at Botswana because they're controlling the elephant population in some way that displeases the environmentalists. Masisi's comments came in response to Germany's government saying earlier this year that it wants to restrict hunters from importing hunting trophies from Africa into Germany. Botswana is home to roughly one-third of the entire world's elephant population. Wow, it sounds like they're being overrun by elephants the way certain places in Thailand are getting overrun by monkeys. Germany now is among the largest importers of hunting trophies in Europe, apparently. German hunters representing a significant amount of the income used to fund sustainable conservation in many African nations. Wow. So the irony there is that German hunters are significantly contributing to the conservation in many African nations, and now you have the country of Germany saying, you know what, no more. Masisi said elephant numbers in his country have exploded as a result of conservation efforts to protect the animals, and that trophy hunting was one of the tools his country used to bring in much needed revenue while at the same time keeping elephant populations in check. Yeah, I mean, Botswanans know what to do. They live there. There's a reason why this is going on. Trophy hunting elephants over there. It's not just mindless killing, I'd imagine. Let's keep reading though and keep learning. You know, maybe I'm wrong. You know, trophy hunting of many species is often licensed and necessary. Anyone that gets angry about it, you know, before they pick up a sign or go on Twitter to go all Karen on the situation, they should speak to local reservation officials. Find out how things are being done, why things are being done. There's reasons for this. Masisi told the German government that, hey, why don't you guys live with these animals in the way that you're trying to tell us to? This isn't a joke, man. I kind of like this Masisi guy. He's just saying it like it is. Oh, yeah? Okay, you're angry at what we're doing? You live with them. You want 20,000? Sending you 20,000 elephants. I'm still just baffled at the idea of sending 20,000 elephants. Just how do you, what sort of fleet of ships would that require to send an army of elephants? It's just wild, man. African countries, it says, have long accused Western governments and organizations of campaigning and forcing policies that, in the name of conservation, curb the ability of these nations with large elephant populations from using effective means such as culling to control animal numbers. Botswana previously banned trophy hunting in 2014, but after appeals from local communities who said they needed the revenue from the sport, the ban was lifted in 2019. Okay, so there's also a revenue thing going on here, which, you know, revenue's not always the best end goal, but I'd imagine the controlling of the elephant population's also necessary. As they're saying right here, Botswana has a third of all elephants in the world. Here's some exact statistics. Botswana is home to roughly 130,000 elephants. That's a lot of elephants. I don't even know there was that many in the world. 130,000. Some 6,000 new calves are born every year. Elephants live across an estimated 40% of the country's land. Botswana has even given 8,000 elephants to Angola and Mozambique, an effort to boost international tourism in those nations while also helping to control the number of elephants in Botswana. Of course, animal rights groups argue that hunting is cruel to the animals and should be banned regardless of their numbers. See, that's the problem. Regardless of their numbers, I mean, you have to take these things in context. In some contexts, hunting is necessary. And of course, it'll always be cruel, but in some instances, in some contexts, necessary. Conservation leaders from Southern African nations warned last month that they would send 10,000 elephants to take up residence in London's Hyde Park if the UK imposed a ban on the import of safari hunting trophies. Oh, they're just threatening to send packs of elephants all over the place if someone speaks up about it. Yeah, I mean, other countries should shut the hell up. You know, it's like clean up your own backyard before you knock on your neighbor's door, all right? Now, our man Masisi says the overpopulation of elephants increases conflict with local human populations, obviously, as the animals can destroy crops and even trample and kill people. Local communities across Southern Africa have often found themselves in conflict with elephants, which they look on as, quote, pests. Yeah, clearly, there's a situation over there that we don't understand because we don't live there. We would have to visit the place to actually experience it. I ask these activists, these environmental activists in places like Germany and other Western countries, have you been to Botswana and spent a week? Have you been to any of these Southern African places? I highly doubt it. You know, they always want to impose their own values on other cultures and other environments, you know, places that are completely different from their own environment. And you just can't do that. That's not how it works. I mean, you can attempt to do that, but you create more problems than you intend on solving in most of these situations. So, you know, and now you have a situation where it's like, I'm going to send you some elephants, Germany, 20,000. If Germany doesn't want these elephants, how about we take some in California? That'd be pretty cool, right? It's better than pigeons. I want my elephant army. I want a whole army of elephants like Hannibal. Remember Hannibal? He had like an army of elephants, rode elephants all over the land. I'll invade Canada and take their healthcare. What do you think of that? Riding my elephants into Canada. Yes, give me your healthcare. That's stupid. A man is arrested for firing his gun in downtown Nashville to celebrate divorcing his wife. Well, looks like she dodged a bullet. This guy's firing his gun in downtown to celebrate divorcing his wife. I can hear his ex-wife laughing now. I'm going to guess she didn't contest the divorce because he sounds like a maniac. The article says, maybe just get some drinks with the boys next time, eh? A man who was celebrating his newfound freedom quickly lost it right away when he found himself behind bars after blasting off his gun in downtown Nashville yesterday. According to the Nashville Police Department, the police received a call at 6 a.m. 6 a.m.? Wow. I guess they got the court procedure over really early in the morning. So they got a call at 6 a.m. for gunshots near the intersection of Commerce Street. And it's just a block away from Ryman Auditorium and the Honky Tonks of Lower Broadway. No, he probably just came out of the Honky Tonks from a night previously of celebrating and then just started shooting up into the air. Did he scream yee-haw? I'd love to know if he screamed yee-haw. It's the obligatory yee-haw that you have to scream when you're shooting your gun off in a downtown atmosphere in celebration. When the police got to the scene, they found 26-year-old Craig Jose Miller, also known as Juan Jose Vasquez. Craig, let me get this straight. Craig Jose Miller is also known as Juan Jose Vasquez. This guy sounds shady just from the names. How do you? I go by Craig Jose Miller or sometimes Juan Jose Vasquez. It depends on whether or not I'm in court. Maybe this is one of the reasons why the wife is getting rid of him. He had a second name and a second family. Anyways, this 26-year-old guy was sitting at the intersection. Police questioned him about the gunshots he initially denied. However, there was a witness, as there tends to be in a downtown atmosphere. A delivery driver told the police they heard two gunshots and they saw Miller, also known as Vasquez, waving a gun around. Police also reportedly found a gun in a nearby parking lot. After going back to question the man again, Miller told officers that he had a gun, but it wasn't on him. No, it was in the parking lot that they found it in, because he threw it into the bushes. It says at this point, police stopped messing around. They took him into custody for reckless endangerment. And Miller Vasquez finally admitted that he had fired the gun off. And also his reasoning for the gunshots, he was celebrating his recent divorce. Just celebrating his freedom, although it turned out to be short-lived. Things got even worse when officers reportedly found a THC pen on Miller. Oh no, he was hitting the vape pen. And that's part of the celebration. Why not have a little THC as celebration? I would just do the THC and avoid the gun blasting altogether. It says here, Miller Vasquez's friend told police that Miller had bomb-making material inside his backpack. Bomb-making material? They sort of buried that detail deep into the story. Sounds like that should have been up top. Guy was about to build a bomb to celebrate his recent divorce. It sounds like, wow, how hard was this guy planning on celebrating? You know, I just go to the bar with my buddies, maybe go to karaoke. Yeah, I don't go to downtown with my gun and a bomb. I don't have any of those things anyways. I mean, perhaps I'm ill-prepared to celebrate a divorce in places such as Nashville. Also says here, while he was being taken into custody, Miller Vasquez allegedly kicked an officer in the stomach and threatened to kill him. Okay. This guy's total divorce material. Can you wrap your head around the fact that his wife might have wanted a separation here? Miller was ultimately hit with more than a dozen charges, including reckless endangerment with a deadly weapon, motor vehicle burglary, theft of a firearm, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, assault on an officer. This is unbelievable. Well, I mean, divorces can get messy and can drag out for a long time. Maybe this is an appropriate way to celebrate. This guy was like, finally, that Arlene can't stop me from having my fun. Pew, pew, pew. It was either celebratory or it dawned on him that he's not going to have anybody to do his laundry or cook his meals or put up with him on the weekends. That might have just angered him. You know, the loss of a wife can be devastating. Well, now, not, you know, this guy Miller Vasquez is going to get a prison wife, that's for sure. Let's see how he handles that.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Yay! Prisoners are suing in order to watch the solar eclipse. Inmates in New York are apparently suing the state of New York Corrections Department over the decision to lock down all the prisoners during next Monday's total solar eclipse. The lawsuit was filed Friday in federal court in upstate New York, and it argues that the April 8th lockdown violates inmates' constitutional rights to practice their faiths by preventing them from taking part in a religiously significant event. Well, I didn't know the solar eclipse was a religious event. I better get down to my solar eclipse church and celebrate on April 8th. What are you guys doing on April 8th? Are you going to put on your solar eclipse robe and get down to the church? These plaintiffs are six men with varying religious backgrounds who are incarcerated at the Woodbourne Correctional Facility in Woodbourne, New York. They include a Baptist, a Muslim, a Seventh-day Adventist, and two practitioners of Santeria, as well as an atheist. An atheist? Hold on, atheist. Taking part in a religiously significant event? Nice try, atheist. We know what you're about. Practitioners of Santeria. I'm very curious about that. Maybe I don't know much about Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. I had $1 million, but I spent it all. If I can't find that Hannah and that Sancho that she found, I'll pop a cap in Sancho and I'd slap her. You guys know the song I'm referencing here? little Sublime action. Oh, how much do I love Sublime? Rest in peace, Bradley. Okay, we have a quote here from the complaint, the criminal complaint. I don't even know prisoners could just sue for such things. It would seem to me that by the time this lawsuit gets through, the solar eclipse will have passed, although maybe it'll be ready for the next one. I think the last one was 2017, correct? A solar eclipse is a rare natural phenomenon with great religious significance to many, according to the complaint, noting that certain Bible passages describe an eclipse-like phenomenon during Jesus' crucifixion, while sacred Islamic works describe a similar event when the Prophet Muhammad's son died. This celestial event, the complaint continues to read, which was last visible in the U.S. in 2017 and won't be seen in the country again until 2044, warrants a gathering, a celebration, a worship, and a prayer. The lawsuit states that one of the named plaintiffs, an atheist, received special permission last month to view the eclipse using glasses that would be provided by the state, but that was before the system-wide lockdown of the prison was issued. We have here a representative from the Corrections Department named Tom, who said the agency doesn't comment on pending litigations, but takes all requests for religious accommodations under consideration. He said those related to viewing the eclipse are currently under review. And conveniently, the review will probably last longer than April 8th, so all of this will be thrown out, I'd imagine. But maybe get the ball rolling for 2044, which is the next one, apparently. You know, I, for one, don't have a problem with the prisoners watching the solar eclipse. What harm is that? If you can somehow guarantee that none of them will be injured by viewing it, that's the problem. And I'd imagine that's what this is all about, is it's avoiding lawsuits, because there's really no way to prevent someone from viewing the eclipse in an unsafe manner if they choose to do so, which is why oftentimes schools won't allow the kids out into the yard to look at these things, because they can't guarantee that the children aren't going to harm themselves in the way in which they perceive the eclipse. Because you can, you know, view it in a wrong way. There's a right way. There's a right and a wrong way to view an eclipse. The article ends with an explanation about the total eclipse being seen in the New York area. It will be 3:15 p.m. on that day, April 8th, and it will last a few minutes as the moon passes between the Earth and the sun, temporarily blocking the sun and turning day into night. Communities in western and northern reaches of the state of New York are expected to have the best viewing of the total eclipse, including Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Lake Placid, and a place called Plattsburgh. Do you guys like Plattsburgh? I live in Plattsburgh. I'm going to watch the total eclipse in Plattsburgh with my special glasses.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hi, my friends and loyal listeners of the Weird AF News podcast. Thanks for bearing with me. This episode is coming in at a weird time. I don't even know when you're going to get it. I'm in a completely different time zone. Way, way ahead of you, that's for sure. It's like the next day, that's all I'm going to say. And I missed a day as well, so I apologize. But I warned you a couple days ago that I would most likely miss an episode. But we're trying to get back on track, and I'll figure out the time zone situation eventually. But I just had to pump out an episode because I know I missed a day. And I want to give thanks to someone who bought me some coffees here. Someone bought me coffees off my website. It looks like it just says someone. So this was an anonymous purchase, I guess. Or maybe there's a clue in the message they wrote. The message says, Jonesy is as important as my AM caffeine intake. Love the guy. Sense of humor on point. My favorite podcast by far. Keep on keeping on, Jonesy. And good luck with your life, man. LOL. Fist bump. Oh, I like the fist bump emoji. Really cool. I don't know who this person is, but they're really cool. And very complimentary. Appreciates my sense of humor. I think my sense of humor is a little weird. It can be very crass at moments and dark and sometimes straight up immature. But, in other words, something for everybody, I think. I don't know. Anyways, I appreciate you saying that this is your favorite podcast. I can't believe it would be anybody's favorite podcast. So if it's one person's favorite podcast, I'm like, oh, I'm blown away by that. Also got a couple nice emails. Want to give a shout out to Lindsay. Lindsay Williford wrote, "Hey, Jonesy, I got one from my home state. She sent me an article. Thank you once more for all you do for all of us in so many ways. You're an amazing soul and an awesome human being. Keep that up. And good luck with your life, man." Lindsay Williford, keep calm and chive on. Lindsay Williford is very sweet and lovely, and it was such a nice email. It really made me smile. So thank you so much, Lindsay. Sorry, I'm about to burp. Then we got an email from Brittany Elder. She says, "Greetings, Jonesy. I've been a fan of the podcast ever since I found out about it while setting up my Amazon Alexa flash briefing routine. After I listen to an episode or two, I usually tell these stories to my family members and we all get a great laugh. Your show really helps my anxiety and my OCD issues. By the way, OCD is way more than just needing perfection and things to be orderly. It really helps me calm down from all the stuff that comes with that." And then she goes on to say she lives near Pittsburgh, and she was giving me some information about Pittsburgh because I was talking about Pittsburgh. Anyways, sincerely, Brittany Elder, Pennsylvania. So shout out to Brittany in PA. I really love that email too. Super sweet. And I'm so happy that I'm able to help you with your anxiety and your OCD. Never in a million years did I think I would be able to help anybody's anxiety and OCD with this ridiculous podcast that I do, usually in a closet. So I'm constantly impressed and blown away by the response that I'm getting out there. And I really thank you all for your support and your emails. It makes me smile, and it makes me keep doing what I'm doing. So it makes me even do it when I'm traveling. See, I would rather just be vacationing, you know, but I can't not do it. I gotta deliver the news, guys. I gotta do it. Anyways, you're probably wondering, where is Jonesy? And I'm gonna give out some hints over the next few episodes, and we'll see if anyone can guess where I'm currently at. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm in a place now where people smile a lot. That'll be the first clue. And yeah, I came from a place where people don't smile very much, Los Angeles, because everybody's so stressed about the rent and the traffic. And now I'm in a place where it seems like everybody's smiling. So people are happy here. So consequently, I'm feeling happy as well. It's a very noisy place too. I don't know if you can hear outside my window, but there's all kinds of, there's just some action going on. So you might hear some extracurricular activities in the background here. I apologize. I'm not in the worst environment. There's not a perfect place to record in this particular place I'm staying. There's not even a closet really. So I couldn't set up post in a closet like I usually do when I'm in hotel rooms. And I've actually posted a lot of photos of some of my makeshift sound studios that I've created in various hotel closets on the Patreon. So you guys should join the Patreon. I put stuff in there all the time. It's patreon.com/weirdafnews. Or you can go to my website, weirdafnews.com, and click on the Patreon banner. And there's also a place to buy coffee on there, which is where my anonymous fan just sent me coffee from. Someone named someone. So yeah, go to weirdafnews.com and you can support Jonesy on his travels. I'll get myself a beer on you. I love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Hear that? See? All right. Good luck with your life, man.